I'm going to go ahead and briefly go through the mesocycline life cycle with a set of figures here that may be a little bit different than the student guide. And then I'm going to go ahead and discuss the figure of a mature mesocyclone in the student guide. So here we can see that mesocyclones typically undergo a lifespan where there's an organizing stage, a mature stage, and a dissipating stage. The typical organizing mesocyclone begins at the level of maximum tilting or in the mid-levels of an updraft. Then it begins to build downward and upward. The mid-level mesocyclone is dominated mostly by updraft. If the radar is close enough to the circulation, a convergent signature may be detected in association with the mesocyclone in the lowest elevation slices. So an idealized mature mesocyclone will have now significant low-level convergence, nearly pure rotation at mid-levels, and divergent rotation at upper levels. Then, in the decaying phase of the mesocyclone, the convergent rotational signature in the low levels gradually transitions to that of divergent rotation as the outflow begins to dominate. The mesocyclone depth begins to decrease, as does the maximum rotational velocity. As the mesocyclone weakens, it also broadens and becomes diffuse. If the mesocyclone is tornadic and undergoes a dissipating stage, the tornado could easily persist for a period of time after all evidence of the parent mesocyclone has dissipated from your radar.